2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Now, it is time to find out what's happening on BookTok. I am currently obsessed with BookTok. And maybe we should get some recommendations, possibly for a holiday read. Our favourite book nerd, Jenny Claffey, is here. Jenny, how are you?
Hi, Lottie. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm dying to get some recommendations. I've kind of fallen down the BookTok hole.
Love it.
So let's just start with a good holiday read because it's that time of year and I think that's what the people want.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people mostly do a lot of their reading on holidays, which is totally understandable. And I think a lot of BookTok are talking about how to find the perfect beach read, because I think going into a bookshop sometimes it can be intimidating when you don't know what you're looking for, you know. So this is my guide, what I look for. So first off, I will look for something nice and long. Okay. I think go over what you think you're going to read, because there's nothing worse than when the book is really good and you finish it on the plane and you arrive on your holiday and
Which,
you're done.
That has happened to me and it is really disappointing because you start thinking, I'm going to have to get another book. Is it going to be as good as that one?
I know. And we all have the limited baggage, you know, so, you know, something nice and long, something that's a page turner, a juicy plot, and something that you don't have to focus too much on.
Okay.
You know, you want to be able to dip in and out, it be engaging, but not too much brain power needed. You know, you want to be able to maybe have a cocktail as well when you're reading it.
So absolutely.
So I think they usually fall into three categories, right? A romance, a thriller, or something in the top sellers or the staff pick section of a bookshop. So I think when you're going for a romance, a lot of people think it's going to be the old school romance. There's so many modern romances that are great reads. So something like Sally Rooney's Normal People, if you've never read that, it's a great one to read on holidays. If you've already read that, her book Conversations with Friends is brilliant as well. And if it couldn't get any more obvious, there's actually an actual book called Beach Read by Emily Henry that is beloved by people on BookTok. So, you know, it's
very clever
the
title
for you.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And then if you want something Irish, obviously Long Story by Vicky Nataro is just out. That's a great one as well to read. If you're looking for something a bit more twistier, you know, romance isn't for everything, for everyone. If you want something a little bit more engaging, you could go for a thriller, obviously. So I think you're better off looking out for names here of authors. So Jane Casey is a great author. Andrea Mara or Freida McFadden all have loads of books that are really beloved. And then, of course, if you're completely lost, just pick up something by Stephen King. It's going to be really long and it's going to be amazing. Like a guaranteed great book there.
I'm terrible for, like I would just go straight to the top sellers section.
Yeah. Like, well, there's nothing wrong with that because let the bookshop do the work for you.
Exactly.
You know? Like they're in the top 10 for a reason. And sometimes, as I said, bookshops can be really overwhelming. The top sellers section is great. Or even sometimes there's a staff pick section where people who work in the bookshop are saying what they read and why they like it. And then, you know, I will say it's a bit of an unpopular opinion, but there's nothing wrong with choosing a book by the cover.
Thank you. I do that, you know, all the time. And I always, when I'm doing it, I think to myself, you shouldn't do this. There is literally a saying, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. And I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm doing it anyway because I think it's a really good cover.
I think, look, the thing is, book covers are designed specifically to either give you a visual of the story or to attract a certain reader. Now, I wouldn't advise you completely blind by a book, but if a cover is kind of calling out to you, have a read of it. The likeliness is it's calling out to you for a reason. You know, it's probably a genre that you're familiar with or something that just caught your eye. So they're my top tips. If you're in the airport, maybe you're listening now and you don't know what to get for your holidays. You know, it's the surefire way is to go to the top sellers list, I really do think, and then just have a little bit of a browse.
And like, what if people need something a little bit more specific and they want you to name some really good new releases? Like, what's going down on BookTok at the moment in terms of specific new releases to look out for?
So I've got two brilliant books that have, one has just been released earlier this month and one is out next week. And they're both by Irish writers,
Oh,
Irish female
brilliant.
writers. Yeah, so they're brilliant books. The first book I want to talk to you about is called Eat the Ones You Love by Sarah Maria Griffin. Now, this is for everyone who likes their books a little bit weird. This is not your straight up story, but it is brilliant. I just chose it for my book club and everyone so far has loved it. So it's Griffin's fourth novel, her first piece of adult fiction, but I gave it 5 stars
Oh,
easy. It
wow.
was such a page turner. It's essentially a story about two women, and they work in a flower shop in a fictionalized Dublin shopping center. But if anyone is familiar with Donaghmead Shopping Center,
It's
you're gonna
my local
recognize some
haunt.
cues. Exactly. So you're going to recognize some cues here. Both women have recently gone through really big breakups and changes to their lives, but one is holding on to a secret. She is the manager and owner of the store, and amongst all the flowers in her shop is a sentient and living orchid who is observing their every move. And this plant has very bad intentions and a very big appetite. The,
What?
oh, it's brilliant. The orchid is called Baby and it narrates the whole book and it has like the most sassy attitude, but it's really creepy, really funny. Think Little Shop of Horrors,
I
okay?
was
If you're into
just, that
that.
was what I was just about to say. It sounds like Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, if you were a fan of Little Shop of Horrors growing up, you need to read this book. So that's Eat the Ones You Love by Sarah Maria Griffin. It's brilliant.
Okay, what's the one that's coming out next week?
So this one is all my Love Island fans need to listen up to this one. It's called The Compound by Aisling Rawl. So Rawle. I was so excited when I got this. I got an advanced copy of it a couple of months ago, and the blurb described it as Lord of the Flies meets Love
Oh
Island.
my
And I was like,
God.
I need to read this book. So it's a debut novel by an Irish author. It's set in a kind of near dystopian future, and the entire book takes place on the set of a reality TV dating show. We
Amazing.
have 10 women, 10 men, and they are competing for increasingly extravagant prizes. And the ultimate goal is to be the last one standing and be granted almost everything they desire. Kind of sounds like Squid Games as well
A
to
little
me.
bit, yeah.
Right. So it's top of my list this July. I think it's going to be a brilliant book. It's just received really glowing reviews from the New York Times.
Oh
So
my
that's pretty
God.
good. Yeah. For a debut author as well, incredible. So that's out nationwide July 3rd. So next Thursday. So if you're in the airport next week, keep an eye out for it.
So that's Eat the Ones You Love by Sarah Maria Griffin and The Compound by Aisling Rawl, both Irish authors.
Yeah. So great talent coming out of the country, as always.
And no judging if you want to pick a book by the cover.
Absolutely, go for it. And, let me know how you get on.
That's what's happening on Book Talk with our resident book nerd, Jenny Claffey. Thanks a million, Jenny.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find Bagsmore to get you through the week at Maxall.